Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, it's been a while since we talked of true crime on the show, but she is back. Yes, she is. Murder Girl, aka Sophie White, joins me in studio now. Sophie, we're talking about Son of Sam. Is that right?
David Berkowitz, aka Son of Sam.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know this story at all.
I don't blame you. Because, and this is not going to come out sounding too good for me, but as my moniker is Murder Girl, and thank you for the girl, not woman,
you're
Murder Alwyn, soon to be. But even as Murder Girl, I actually didn't have that much interest in David Berkowitz, aka Son of Sam, either.
So who is he? Who's Sam?
This is going to come off bad. I just always thought he was a little bit, he was kind of phoning in the serial killerness.
Yeah.
Compared with some of them who can get very creative.
Yeah.
I always thought David Berkowitz was a little bit, I mean, is it bad in bad taste to say boring? It is. It is, in fact, because people died.
It is.
So the story basically took place in the late 70s in New York. This guy, David Berkowitz, kind of total loner. He was only 24. He's actually got the distinction of being one of the youngest serial killers of all time.
Okay.
Dubious distinction. And he terrorized New York City from July of 1976 through to July of 1977. Literally 1 year and 3 days, he held the city in the grip of terror because he basically started walking up to people in the street and shooting at them, often couples parked in secluded places. Then it just became people walking out of nightclubs. He basically shot 13 people and killed 6 in that time. And he was charged. He pled guilty. I suppose he really earned the notoriety thing for his really creepy letters that he would send to journalists and the police. It was he himself who suggested the name Son of Sam. He had been being referred to as the 44 caliber killer. I mean, some might say an edgier nickname.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, though, as easy as Son of Sam.
Son of Sam is kind of creepy, isn't it? And his letters were very creepy. So anyway, as I said, he pled guilty and he is currently still alive and still serving his 300-year prison sentence. And so this new documentary on Netflix is kind of revisiting the case and really, I suppose, interrogating what we think we know about Son of Sam as this kind of like famed lone wolf kind of, you know, creepy guy who totally operated alone. And, you know, when he was arrested, he had a lot of like, you know, pretty extra explanations for why he'd committed the crimes. He said that he had carried out the murders at the behest of a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a dog barking incessantly and apparently communicating with him to kill young people. He said that the dog was possessed by an ancient demon, a 6,000-year-old man was supposedly possessing this dog who belonged to his neighbour. And so, obviously, this is a pretty big excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. For, I mean, it takes the dog ate my homework and now it's like the dog told me to
do the murdering. Murder everybody.
Yeah,
so what's
yeah.
the new angle with this documentary then?
So the new documentary is called Sons of Sam, Descent into Darkness. And I guess it kind of revisits a theory that was around at the time that the crimes were being investigated, but it never really came to anything. And that is that David Berkowitz did not act alone during his crime spree. And so I suppose because of this kind of, you know, demon possession, sort of Satan tell me to do it kind of angle, and there had been kind of like rumor at the time that maybe David Berkowitz was involved in kind of a cult, perhaps, in his neighborhood in New York, the local satanic cult, I guess. It's quite an interesting coincidence that When David Berkowitz was caught, right, and this is a real lesson now to would-be serial killers out here, and obviously don't come to 2FM for guidance on these things, but if you happen to be here, it was a parking ticket that initially led them to capture David Berkowitz. And so basically, one of the investigators was looking up outstanding parking fines in the vicinity of like the latest shooting.
Okay.
And he found one that was connected to a name, David Berkowitz, and it was a name, a guy living up in the Bronx. And he rang the dispatcher, police dispatcher up in the Bronx and said, "Do you know this guy?" And the police dispatcher was like, "Yeah, he's our neighbor." And her name was Wheatie Carr. And her dad was Sam, owner of the dog that David Berkowitz had told him to commit the murders. So this is a crazy coincidence,
right? Okay,
that
is crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and so then, I guess, further probing into this kind of funny little coincidence threw up the fact that the real-life Sam, David Berkowitz's neighbour, had two sons, the actual sons of Sam, and they were two guys that one journalist by the name of Mari Terry was convinced had acted with David Berkowitz. These two lads, right? The real sons of Sam. And so basically, the documentary on Netflix is really focused around Mari Terry's then decades-long investigation into somebody helped David Berkowitz. Okay? And okay. It's a real portrait of obsession. I mean, I don't want to go too deep into it because it's a four-parter. It's on Netflix right now. It's really interesting.
Is it? Like, is it definitely worth watching even if you don't know the whole Son of Sam story? Is it worth checking out, really?
I genuinely think so because it works on kind of two levels. It's obviously the investigation of the original crimes, and then it also has this great kind of the classic kind of anti-hero in this investigative journalist who is voiced by Paul G. in the documentary, which is easy on the ear. And it basically kind of tells a story about how this man kind of his whole life, like talk about descent into darkness, his life descended into darkness too, because in that classic, he was too close to the case kind of way. He gave decades of his life to trying to prove that, you know, that David Berkowitz had been involved in a satanic cult, that his neighbor Sam's actual sons, who was named John and Michael, were both actively involved in the murders.
So the new theory is now that it's kind of a satanic cult thing in the Bronx.
Yeah.
It wasn't just this guy.
Not just this guy.
David. But he's taken full credit in prison to this day. He hasn't mentioned anybody else.
I mean, David Berkowitz is kind of like swapped around his stories, you know, for quite a while. Like at first they thought he was playing the satanic dog card so that he could be found insane and not able to stand trial. You know, then that kind of fell apart. Then later he kind of said, ah, yeah, I was making that whole thing up. He's never dobbed in anyone else, but he has definitely at times said that he was involved in like your local Satanists club up in the Bronx. Also, very intriguing, these two guys, the real sons of Sam, John and Michael, both died in very mysterious circumstances.
Oh, go on.
So one of them was killed when he was like apparently run off the road. This was the year after the killings stopped. Okay. Now the second one, I know you look unimpressed by that. You're like,
I thought it was going to be better than that.
No, the next one's better. Hear me out. The other guy, John, was killed in what they thought was that he'd taken his own life. Only he'd actually shot himself in the face, which is quite full on.
That's full on.
And he also had 666 carved into his hand, apparently.
Okay.
And in
that
the room,
better.
Yeah, it's getting better. Look at her. She's salivating. What's wrong with you, Jen? You're sick. Sick, sick woman. On the wall, apparently in the room where he, well, where he was found dead, it said SOSNYC. And I suppose Son of Sam, New York City. It seems, I mean, it could be a signature.
It sounds like there's a whole group of them, you know, that I would be questioning.
The gang's all there. It's Tamango's, but it's the late 70s in New York. But it is fascinating. I mean, this guy, like I said, Mari Terry, he wrote a 600-page book about this case. The poor lad, like, and he didn't live to see any kind of resolution, but it is very interesting. I mean, when you know, like, you know it's going to be juicy, there's a bit of Scientology going on in these theories.
Great.
As I said, we've got the Satanists, the Scientologists. We've got
it's all in there.
A lot of great New York accents. A lot of good 70s hair.
Amazing.
Yeah. And obviously a very sad story because it claimed the lives
even
of
Geraldo
six young
at
people.
One point, apparently.
He's in it. Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Totally. Celebs.
Okay, so this is worth the watch. It's on Netflix right now. It's Sons of Sam. Sophie White, thank you so much for joining me again today. And we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.